are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place, because this is the Willpower Podcast. Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today, our special guest is Anna Gabria. And Anna is actually an eXp real estate agent that has been in the industry for over 17 years, and she's also based out of Maryland. So it's an absolute honor to have her on here today. So Anna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Will. Very nice to join.
Of course, my pleasure. I love talking with real estate agents, kind of figure out why they chose the industry in the first place and kind of how they got to where they are today. So my first question for you that I ask all my guests is, what was your childhood like and how has that helped turn you into who you are today?
Well, I was born in Romania, so very different childhood than probably a few agents in Maryland that were probably born and raised here. So I went all the way through high school in Romania, and I moved here with my family back in 1989, and that was right before the whole communist collapse happened in Europe. So it was a pretty crazy time. And we got here about 6 months before that happened. And then I went to college here, graduate school, and the rest is history. It's been about, 35 years, something like that.
Wow, that's definitely an interesting childhood. How old were you when you actually came to the United States then?
I was 19, yeah. Just about a year after high school. Mm-hmm.
So how hard was it to make that transition for you, like learning English, coming over here to a place you never knew, people you've never seen before? It's like, what was that transition like for you?
So it was a culture shock for sure. As far as English, my mom was an English teacher. So we pretty much grew up with English as our main language.
Gotcha.
She worked at the American school, so we were pretty immersed in the American culture, but it was probably just a snippet of it. So not, the entire, melting pot situation. It was a very, very limited contact that we had with the American teachers that were in Romania at the time. So gotcha. I guess the first thing, of course, you country, it's like all the abundance and all the stuff that's available that we didn't have access to, anything from simple things like food to, clothing and things like that. So just going to the grocery store, I remember it was like, oh my God, what the heck is this? I've never seen so much food in my life. But, even the language was a little bit different, right? Because in Romania, you grow up with British English. So then you adjust to the language. It's a different culture. So my first day of class in college, I was, standing up to greet the teacher, and all these other kids were sitting on their desks and, talking amongst themselves. So I was like, what the heck is going on? The teacher came in the classroom, get up and say hi, So right. lots of little things that you have to catch, yourself doing and kind of adjusting as you go here and there.
Yeah.
But it was
that's absolutely incredible. I know college students that move like probably 3 hours away to go to college and they're freaking out because how different everything is. So I can't imagine just like switching countries like that and start over here. So it's
the biggest shock was, of course, Romania is about the size of Pennsylvania. So the biggest shock was that pretty much came here, and a year later we were all separated because we kind of went different directions. My sister went to California. I went to Pennsylvania. My mom stayed in Virginia. So it was like everybody's spread apart now. Oh my gosh. That was something that we didn't plan or expected or wanted. So we're still adjusting to the day. So as first generation, you're definitely trying to establish yourself, you know, in this country, you know, in your community and society, and just, you know, it's very difficult, very different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. And so one more question on this topic while we're here. Mm-hmm. So like when you were younger, you obviously came to America. So what was your vision of the American dream? And how has that changed over the years to where you're at right now?
Well, for us, it was a matter of having a lot more freedom that we had in a communist dictatorship. So yeah, the American dream was being able to, you know, live your life, make your own choices, have all these opportunities available, and basically working really hard, but being able to accomplish whatever you set your mind to without restriction, right? So I guess for every family as an immigrant is a little different story, but that was sort of the preconceived notion that you have when you leave your country. So you come here and then everyone has their own battle, really, and their own journey. So, but that was what it was for us specifically.
Yeah. Okay, so once you got here, you then went to college. So what was your major in college at that time?
So my background is in health and, you know, research. So I went to college and I had a double major in math and biology with the idea that I'm going to go to medical school one day.
Gotcha.
So, it got a little bit derailed. I met someone that I, you know, really cared about. So I made some different choices, went to graduate school after that. And I got my PhD in microbiology and immunology. And then I did about 10 years of research at NIH in cancer research.
Wow.
So it came to about a time when I was kind of making a decision on how to move forward. So I thought, well, the best option for me personally, my personality, my you know, family life and all of that was to teach. So moved away from research and thinking I'm going to teach. And at that time, I had a bit of a, you know, personal situation where I was, you know, going through a divorce and trying to get sort of a second income replaced. So I kind of eased my way into real estate at that time.
Gotcha. Now, it's definitely an interesting transition into real estate. Like you said, you had a PhD in microbiology, you were a teacher at some point. So I mean, like, I feel like that's all like different spectrums, like real estate for sure. So like, what was that transition like for you going into real estate? Because obviously, like, if you're quitting the corporate world, going into more entrepreneurship, you have to work for how much you earn. So that's definitely different than, you know, getting that paycheck every 2 weeks on the Friday from the 9-to-5 job. So what was that transition like for you coming into real estate?
That's interesting because I get a lot of agents who say, I'm going into real estate because I want freedom. And I'm like telling you, you're not really going into that for freedom, because you become a business owner, an entrepreneur, it's taking over your life, really, especially in the beginning where you're you know, growing. So I tell agents, because I'm now teaching other agents too, and I tell them it's not about freedom, it's about really flexibility. So you have the flexibility to build your schedule, even if it's 24/7 real estate, you have the flexibility to work really hard and you know, dictate your schedule. But it's not necessarily about freedom. But coming from a background of research, it was sort of a neat transition for me. I didn't have sales background, but I had a lot of research background. So, and education, right? So I focus a lot on the educating my clients and researching market conditions, which is really a big chunk of what real estate is all about. So yes, being a good salesperson and a good negotiator is key, but trust me, with two kids under my belt, I have to be a tough negotiator. My gosh, have you ever tried to negotiate with little kids who want ice cream? You're like run out of reasons and they out negotiate you in about 10 minutes. So negotiation is part of life anyway, but I did not come from a sales background. So I focused solely on education and research, which is, like I said before, a pretty big chunk of real estate. So it wasn't a difficult transition. It's just a work in progress. It's always going to be a work in progress.
No, yeah, 100%. And I always love that because so many people, like you said, they want to come here. They're going to have so much more time in their schedule. When in reality, like, you're training your 9-for-5 in like a 24/7 kind of a job. So like you said, yeah, being a business leader is just completely different. It's a different animal, and yeah, it's going to take, you know, a lot more time to, if you want to do it successfully off the bat. Yeah,
I mean, you get to scale your business at some point, and you get, you know, additional team members to help you out, you know, transaction coordinators, assistants, showing agents. So, you know, there is a way to not be, you know, totally immersed in it. But at the same time, I was able to go to my son's every single basketball game, you know, cross-country practice, pick him up from school, drop him off at school, you know, volunteer at his school. All of that because I have the flexibility, right? So I work really hard. I sleep very little. But I can customize my schedule. So that's what was very important for me personally from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely makes it worth it. And so fast forwarding kind of in your real estate career, obviously, like you said, now you're helping newer agents as well get their feet on the ground and kind of get their business running. Mm-hmm. So from your experience, like so far from what you've seen from these newer agents, like why do you think most agents tend to fail within the first couple of years in real estate?
I think that number one is jumping in it without fear. And I see a lot of successful younger agents that just pick up the phone and go at it. They're not deterred by rejection. They're not deterred by others' opinions. So you kind of have to be sort of like put blinders on and move forward one step in front of the other. And a lot of times, and it's when you're saying newer agents, that not doesn't necessarily mean young. It could be someone who's come from a full career and they're now at retirement age and thinking, oh, I'm going to do real estate. Or somebody who's mid-career switching gears and going into real estate. So it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who's 18 out of high school. We've seen a couple of those here too. So it really depends on the mindset that you bring with you. Right. So are you scared? Are you making a huge career change? You know, was your background in sales? And if it wasn't, now how do you feel about it? So I think mindset, if you ask any top agent, they will say that's the number one key to success. Even, you know, doing affirmations when you wake up in the morning, say everyone that I'm going to pick up the phone with today is going to want to work with me.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of hard to tell yourself that because you hear so much no and so much rejection all day long. It's easy to kind of fall into, you know, believing that. So kind of ignore it, kind of have that determination that the 10-year-old has or a 6-year-old when they want ice cream. That's all they want. That's all they're going to get. And they're going to work at it until they get it. It's exactly that mindset. And somehow along the way, we hear all these rejections. No, you're not going to get your ice cream today. Now you're going to not. You can't eat ice cream for breakfast. At some point, you know, it kind of like it's the way we grow up, hearing a lot of no's and kind of losing that determination that we're born with. I really think everybody's born with it. It's the same for me, too. I have to like make myself believe myself when I say this person is going to want to work with you. You have what it takes. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And on every single call, especially cold calls, when you don't know the person on the other line, you have to convince them that you're the right person to work with them. A lot of times I think 90% of my business is referral. So it's really easy to talk to people when they already know how great you are. But if somebody they're moving from one place, you know, let's say from the north to the south, and they don't know anybody there, they're not going to get referral business right away. So they're going to have to, you know, get some people they don't know and just try to convince them to work together. So I think mindset is number one. And they don't teach you mindset in anything, anywhere, right? Do they have a mindset class in high school? I don't think so. Although, honest to God, I think they should.
Yeah, yeah. As long as, like, personal finance, like, they don't have any of those classes.
Yeah. So it should be taught. It should be taught because somehow along the way, we lose that. We lose that ability to believe in our own strengths. And even though you think I'm new to the business, you know, I was thinking the other day, I had an interview with Top Agent Magazine and I was doubting myself, I said, well, I'm not really a top agent. Why did they want to interview me? So I just realized, right. You know, there's so many things that I bring to the table, so much experience. It doesn't have to be real estate experience that you can draw from, right? You have so much to offer. So you just have to dig deep and say, you know, who am I and what can I bring to the table? And believe it yourself first, and then anyone you talk to next is going to believe you as well.
Yep. Yeah, that is so crucial. I love what you said too. And I feel like most people, they do lose their confidence somewhere along life. Like as you said, they lose the faith in themselves, they lose that motivation. So I'm really glad you brought that up. And like you said, it's all about that mindset. And it's really diving into personal development as well. Because once you become a real estate agent or entrepreneur, you have to develop as a person, and you have to read those books kind of so you understand that mindset of like what's going to happen to you. Because it's always going to be ups and downs no matter what industry you go into. So.
And the funny thing is, you know, when you interview for a job in a corporate world, right, you're going to put your best foot forward, and then you're going to try really hard every day. Because guess what? Even though you're making your 9-to-5 job and you're making a salary, if you don't do a good job, you're going to lose your job. Yeah. Right. So it's not very different. It's just now you're working for yourself. So you have to impress your boss. The other day I was listening to someone talking. They were saying, you want to be a $1 million list. Do you dress like a $1 million agent? Do you have the schedule of a $1 million agent? Do you, you know, it's like, wow, what a wake up call. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't either. Yeah. And I, you know, like this is my target market, I guess, next, because I just got my membership in the Luxury Marketing Institute just this past February. So I'm like, well, I have to shift my mindset too. You know, to match my expectations. So it's constant adjustment, constant.
Very much so. Yeah, definitely constant. So obviously, like looking back in your career, I mean, you've come so far from an immigrant from Romania to coming here and then being super successful. Like you said, you're going to luxury stuff. You've been interviewed on Top Magazine. So like outward looking, it looks like everything is going your way. But like as a real estate agent, obviously, we know that there's going to be lots of ups and downs throughout a whole career. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to dive into, so like, were there any points in your career where you've had some down moments where like, man, I don't know if I can do this? Was it like during 2008, like a couple years into your license? Have you had any moments like that throughout your career?
Yes. And I want to say, you know, a lot of agents don't know if they should have a second job or a second career on the side. And some of them feel that that's comfortable. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to pay our bills. And there are some, you know, dry spots, you know, where you're like, okay, where are my clients? I don't have any transactions. What am I going to do? And again, going back to listening to top producers, what they do is they constantly work. So instead of waiting for that downtime to now hustle, you hustle all the time so that you have no dry moments, right? So there's been times in my career where I was like, oh my goodness, it's kind of dried up now, because I was, you know, I feel more comfortable. Me personally, again, each journey is very different. Each agent is very different. So I'm a mother, I'm a woman, and I don't really like to put billboards, you know, up there and just advertise myself like that. Right. So I'm more comfortable, me personally, with referral business. So if you're just waiting for somebody to refer, it doesn't work. So I think, again, it comes back to being in that mindset where, you know, I have to make my business work. So correcting and adjusting again, those were the things that I had to do to get, you know, it's hard when you're working as a teacher or as a researcher, or like I said, in a 9-to-5 job where the job is there the next day, your project is there the next day. In real estate, when you're an entrepreneur, you kind of have to make sure that your business is constant, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost as if as a realtor, your job is to find the business. Do any real estate related activities.
Yep.
It sounds counterintuitive, but at the end of the day, it's about finding clients and closing deals. It's not really about the process of real estate. It's very interesting, right?
Yeah. No, so those are all very great points. Kind of go off.
I was going to just say 80% of your business is actually completed by admin staff.
Gotcha. Yeah. So like over the career, obviously you've been in for 17 years. Have you ever experienced like any burnout in the career? Because obviously so many people, they go through it and like maybe a couple years in, they kind of lose that energy, that motivation for it. And so I'm curious if you ever had that during your career so far. And if you had, like, do you have any tips to kind of overcome that kind of burnout so you can always stay motivated and positive in your business going forward?
No, I cannot say that I have burnout. And the reason for that is because this is the most creative, changing, constantly stimulating, challenging career you could possibly have, right? You're a business owner. So your business changes all the time. You grow, the business grows, the, you know, rules change for the game, you know, markets change. I mean, there's always something new. So I can't say I experienced burnout. I think some of the agents who are growing really fast may, because they're just getting overwhelmed and tired and they forget to put themselves, you know, in the schedule. So they don't sleep, they don't eat, they don't meditate or go to the gym or spend time with family. So just recently someone said, you know, it's because, you know, as an agent, a successful agent, successful entrepreneur, it's important to have coaches, personal coaches, business coaches, and they all say the same thing. You can do 100% in your business and be successful, but if none of the other areas in your life are paid attention to, you're going to crash, right? So there's other aspects of your life. There's your family, there's relationships, there's your health, there's your growth. So all of those things have to be on your schedule. And I'm working on that. I'm not speaking from experience. I'm speaking as a student now, because I just came to this realization the other day. I said, you know, I made all these goals at the beginning of the year and my business has completely changed because of those goals. And the more I think about those goals, the more things happen. But then I completely ignored every other aspect of my life. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get back on track with that. You know, like my personal health, my exercise schedule, my time with my kids, my time with my husband. I have not been on a date in a while. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to put that on the schedule. So I can't say burnout per se because of real estate, because it's such an exciting, challenging, growing type of work. But you can get burned out if you do too much without, you know, stepping away and saying, you know, I need to look at this life as my life as overall, you know, at all the different aspects of my life.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
As a hungry agent, when you're just in the business and you're trying to establish yourself, you can lose yourself in it very quickly. Yeah, so, you know, and I can see that because you're trying very hard to establish yourself and put yourself on your feet, but still try very hard to remember to eat, remember to go outside for 10 minutes and breathe. You know, those things are very important. Talk to your friends, put talking to your family on the calendar. If you need to remind yourself, you know, I need to talk to my parents, my children, 10 minutes a day, put that on the calendar and don't forget to do it.
Yeah. It's really good kind of hearing this from like a top producer and obviously like a top entrepreneur like yourself, because so many people, like you said, they're kind of into like any entrepreneurial industry, maybe not just real estate, but it's like just go, 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 go. And like you said, it's got to be more well-balanced and you got to incorporate some other things in your life so you don't have that burnout. And it's so cool and reassuring to me to kind of see someone like you that's been in it for 17 years and who says that they still don't have burnout. So that is very reassuring that like if you do it the right way, you can always be motivated, always be energized to, you know, go about your day in your business. So.
And it's an interesting profession because you get to meet people and you're so intimately involved with these people for a month or two of their lives that it's impossible not to make friendships. It either goes south really fast or is really an amazing experience. And everybody has a gamut of clients, and I've had a couple that went south really fast. I want to say it's their fault.
of course.
But for the most part, it's been amazing. And you get, you know, to help people in tough situations with divorces, with problems when they're back behind their mortgage and they have to sell. They move up to homes so that they're in their, you know, like, senior years when they're moving back with family. I mean, there's so many different life situations and you're part of that. So that's pretty much to me the most exciting part about real estate. It's not so much the money, the business. It's the people that you work with.
Yeah.
So when I get told that, you know, I should be lead generating instead of holding hands and going through the process with them, I'm like, no, but that's what I love. Can somebody lead generate for me?
Yeah.
Because that's the boring part to me. Going out and finding clients, honestly, that's to me personally. Again, every journey is personal and different. But for me personally, that's the boring part. I just want to be there for the transaction for these people. So,
like I said, it helps build relationships, and what is life without relationships? So
But on the flip side of that, you may not have to do a cold call again because you get so much referral business, right? People remember you. They say, oh my God, she was amazing. Oh my God, she helped us in the toughest time. And it's easy for people to remember that and then refer more business to you.
So in reality, you could be generating more leads by not generating leads, by helping people out.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's ideal because that's, free.
Yeah.
Don't spend on these lead generating sources. So
that's the best kind of leads, the free ones.
Yeah. And they want to work with you because they already know you and they already trust you. That's key, trusting you.
Right. 100%.
You can't spend any amount of money on buying trust. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. That's priceless right there. So before we're going to touch, a couple more questions for you. So one, kind of like looking at your future, like what are some of your big goals you hope to get accomplished within the next couple of years?
So one of the things that I'm contemplating is expanding a little bit from Maryland. My son was a real estate agent here after high school for a couple of years, and he has his Maryland license, but he's in school in Florida and he's got his Florida license. So I'm thinking, Florida. So expanding a little bit. As you may know, eXp is a global company under one umbrella. So it's not like we have separate offices, everything is under one roof. So we could expand, I could expand in Romania. I was just talking to another agent the other day. Her daughter got married in Romania. I said, oh my gosh, are you guys Romanian? And she said, no, my daughter was there with missionary work. She met someone and got married and now is going to stay in Romania. So guess what? She went there and around the wedding time, she met with a couple of realtors in Romania and started talking about real estate. I'm like, wait, that was my idea. I wanted to open up an eXp realty center. I mean, eXp in Romania. So we're, expanding here in the States, but also across the ocean, possibly.
Yeah.
And then for me personally, I think getting a little bit more detached from the 80% that I told you, so that I have a little bit bigger team that helps me on the back end of things, as well as expanding into this luxury market, that would be amazing. So,
Yeah, those are all really great goals. And it'd be super cool to be able to kind of, like you said, go over to Romania and kind of expand your business there, or even to Florida. Endless possibilities. So I love that.
It was actually in the back of my mind, because if you remember $1 Million Listings on TV, I forget the name of one of those agents, but he's an agent in New York and he has a big, big company. What is it, in Denmark? He's also a realtor there. So I'm like, oh my gosh, he does real estate in two countries, right?
Yeah. So it's possible.
Yeah.
Very possible. Awesome. All right. Well, before we hop off, I think you said a lot of great stuff today. Is there anything else you'd like to say? And if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
So one of the things that I was kind of hesitant about for many years is, you tend to feel that real estate is an individual work. Yeah. So it's like me and myself and I. As a new agent or as an experienced agent, make sure that you're part of a company or a team or a group. I'm not necessarily plugging in eXp, but just make sure that you're not alone. And then you surround yourself with people you can work with, that you can network with, that you can learn from. So recently I heard one agent say, you are the average of the five people around you. So you're like, oh my gosh, I never even thought about that, right? So think about that. who do you hang out with? I'm not saying you should be shallow and hang out with millionaires because you want to be a millionaire, but think about it. Can you grow? Can you expand your network? Right? Yeah. So don't be shy. Be part of, you know, a community and reach out to them. So one of the things that I like about EXP is that they have this mentor program where you take on mentoring new agents or new to the business, new to EXP, and help them out through 3 transactions, right? But they're, in my mind, they're my family. So these 8 mentees that I have, I told them, you guys can be part of my group forever. I'm not going to kick you out after 3 transactions. Let's hang out together. Let's exchange, information. Let's, bring something to the table every week. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to doing that. And just, as new agents in the business or any kind of business, make sure that you have great people that you are building a community and a network with.
Yep. 100%. Yeah. And so the second part of that, if people want to reach out to you, where can they go to find you?
I'm always picking up my phone so I can plug in my phone number, 443-226-5046. And then they can go on my website at Maryland Homes with Anna, ANA. So MarylandHomesWithAnna.com.
Awesome. All right, guys, there you have it. Anna, Gabriella, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It was very nice talking. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-way street.